on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello and good morning. This is Dr. Maria Salas and you are listening to the Positively Healthy Radio Show, and I'm so excited today. It is a beautiful Saturday, August 24th in beautiful North State, Redding, California. What a great weekend, huh? To get out and get some fresh air and enjoy those cooler 90s temps. I don't know exactly what it is right now, but it's probably upper 70s, something like that, huh, Savannah?
Yeah, it's gotta be the 70s.
come on, you're the weather girl too, aren't you?
I'm gonna find it.
Okay. So, and you know, actually that's something I can handle, you know, these, low 90s. Oh, I can totally handle that. So, good morning, Savannah. Thank you so much for coming in. And I know you're racing around right now trying to get everything together.
Oh, that's good.
You just did the switch with Bob, so.
And it's 72 degrees.
72! Okay, alright.
Yeah, it's only gonna get it to about 91, so that's a beautiful day.
Yes, totally can handle that. Love the Google or whatever that was. So, anyway, this weekend, our sponsor and this segment of the show is brought to you by Tor Industries. Tor Industries is having their first company picnic this weekend. That'll be fun. I'll be going to that. What are you up to this weekend, Savannah?
Well, working these next couple days, and I have a ton of film projects due.
Ooh. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Like school, from school, like deadlines.
Well,
like.
I work for Bethel, actually, yeah. And I do films for them. And so there's a whole bunch of projects getting ready for the new school year coming up. So I'm doing like promos and podcasts.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I love it. Total Gen Y talk right there, huh? Okay. So this segment of the show is sponsored by Tor Industries, bringing manufacturing back to the North State with automation, industrial control system capabilities, mechanical design, and new production development. Go to torind.com. That's TORRIND.com. And today, once again, we have a fun and informative show for you. If you have not heard yet, a local Reading bakery will be going to the Emmys. How exciting. In the studio today, I have a very hard-working, supportive of her husband's allergy, small business owner, creative baker, Jennifer Miller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, owner of Measures of Joy, right?
Measures of Joy.
I like it. So how did you come up with the name of your business?
I've always had like a witty sense of humor. I love play on words.
I'm noticing that.
Yeah.
The so first 5 minutes I met you.
So I wanted something that was just kind of fun, you know, like, you know, measures, you know, alludes to baking. So, but, you know, it really goes with our message of our journey, going gluten free too. The joy of having something that really does taste good, because you're usually tasting it and you're not having so much joy, but we wanted our name to really say what we do.
Yeah.
Not just be fun and witty, but have a double meaning, you know?
Yeah, it is. Double, triple, quadruple.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking at, some awesome little tasty treats that Jennifer brought me today. There's like five of them staring at me on a plate. Savannah's going to have some too. And you know what? To be honest, Jennifer, I don't recall ever, other than like, you know, my Arbonne products, the protein shakes and different things that I use through there. Buying, going out and looking for something gluten-free, buying it and then making it. I think maybe one time, me and my twin sister were looking for some pancake mix and we thought, okay, we don't want to do the gluten thing. We don't want to do wheat or whatever, but we want to maybe have a pancake and it just didn't work. I remember mixing it and it just fell apart and it just didn't have the consistency and you kind of just give up, you know, it's one of those things. And so when we come back from our break, I want to talk about, you know, what got you here. And we're going to have a ton of questions for you, but those little dessert treats are staring at me. So Savannah and I are going to have to try one and give the listeners a little sound bite of how tasty they are. I'm sure they're good. And so please stay tuned. We've got a lot of questions for Jennifer. She's got amazing things coming up in her journey and her life, and she's going to share that with us. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where you quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. This is Ashley Tapsoba, a fifth grade student from Rocky Point.
Hi, I'm Henry Jackmini of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumbs Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email pam@hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Sugar. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. This segment of the show is sponsored by Solid Office Solutions. Solid Office Solutions offers a wide variety of services specifically designed to support the needs of busy entrepreneurs, like yourself, Jennifer, and small business owners, including professional organizations, professional organization, administrative support, and bookkeeping services. So I like them. I use Solid Office Solutions. The owner is Justine Lehman. Oh my God. And she's totally helped me out with everything in my business. Their mission is to bring organization and peace of mind to your business and home office, which is awesome. She's totally done that for me. Let's keep going here, Miss Jennifer. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
So any news from the phone?
Nope, not yet.
No tweeting or Facebooking?
We just got another $200 towards our trip, so we're
all right. Excited. Well, tell us about that. Some listeners haven't heard, or maybe they didn't see the interview that Mike Mangus did. So let us know what you're about. What's coming up for
you? All right. What's coming up is we just got a call out of the blue last month inviting us to the Emmys pre-show. And this is the show before the award show where they exclusively invite all of the people that are going to be nominated, as well as any other, you know, stars or even former athletes and people who have like 100 to 200,000 fan base. They just exclusively invite these famous people to the pre-show, and it's basically a gift suite for the stars. The star can come in and they can take anything off of any of the tables.
Wow.
And so nice. We're going to be sampling our baked goods so they can, you know, taste it. And then we're going to be giving our mixes away. And because we have to produce all of that product to give away, we're trying to raise the support to get down there. We're really excited. We were really surprised. Our first question was, how did you even hear about us? We're a home bakery in Redding, California. You know, surely there's gluten-free companies in Beverly Hills, you know. And they said, you know, my boss has had your product and got your business card and handed it to me when he got back into town and said, invite them to the Emmys pre-show.
What an opportunity, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so exciting. I'm super excited for you. And I'm sitting here feeling like, wow, I know I can't make it tonight to your event, the fundraiser that's happening tonight at Gorilla Bites, starting at what time?
7.
7 o'clock. I think it's $20 for a ticket.
Yeah.
I can't make it to that, but I feel like I'm doing my part here. Hopefully we get some, listeners excited to, you know, I love supporting small businesses, especially local small businesses. And obviously you guys are doing a great thing. Let's step a few, maybe months back or years back, yeah. right? How did this all start and why? And I know your husband has, you know, is a big part of it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why gluten-free for you guys?
Well, my husband about 10, 11 years ago now, he, has always had issues with, you know, even growing up, he's always had issues with ADD, ADHD, concentration issues. And, so about 10, 11 years ago, a friend had, you know, said, why don't you go off wheat? Cause wheat affects your concentration level. Mm-hmm. And he goes, really? So he, you know, was reading up on it. And so one of the books he read, was kind of one of those die hard, get rid of all grains, all sugars, all dairy. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, let's just pick one, you know, one for now.
Yeah.
And the book went on to say that, you know, there's a large percentage of Americans that are allergic to wheat. It makes them exhausted. They don't even know it.
Cloudy thinking, foggy thinking.
Yeah. It makes them like sleepy, tired, you know? And so he decided to do the self-test, which was take yourself off wheat for 2 weeks and then eat something, eat a bagel, eat a muffin, whatever it is. And so he does it. And he's at work. So he's in an office meeting and they have the, you know, standard blueberry muffin tray type thing that they pass around. And he decides to break his fast with a blueberry muffin and he falls asleep in the meeting within like 20, 30 minutes. He like kind of wakes up almost going, oh, I just totally fell asleep in this meeting. And he's like, whoa, you know, the way he felt, like he couldn't think straight after that. And he's like, I'm going off wheat.
Well, this is interesting because I know a lot of people will come into my office with different symptoms and, you know, complain, doc, how can you be helped by this? And a lot of times it has to do with, you know, GI tract or gastrointestinal symptoms. You know, often we don't hear that it can, getting off gluten or wheat can be, you know, those types of ADD, ADHD can be helped. It's usually about losing weight. So I just want to, you know, remind our listeners, there's so many other symptoms out there. What this is basically your body having an allergic response to something that you're ingesting.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a gluten issue at that point. It was just processed wheat, you know? And so what happened was a year goes by, he takes about 85% of my meals away from me, which I was thrilled at.
Wait, tell us about that. So like,
I was so thrilled. Well, we're newly married, you know, and I'm trying to be the, you know, supportive wife. I'm staying home with the kids and he's off at work. And at the time he was getting paid to play video games. That was pretty fun. But,
Total Gen Y.
I know. So I'm trying to have dinner ready for him when he gets home and he comes home from this meeting after eating a blueberry muffin and says, I'm not eating wheat. And it's like, well, I guess we can't have, what I prepared for dinner tonight, you know,
the pasta you just made.
Yeah. You know, love the comfort food where you just put biscuit on top of your casserole or whatever, you know, and it's just like, so we're having, what do we eat without wheat? You can't have cereal. You can't have toast. You can't have bagels. You can't have sandwich bread. You know, what am I supposed to do? So it kind of threw me for a loop for a while.
Well, I like your attitude because a lot of people just get frustrated and they give up.
Yeah. It's a lot of no's.
Yeah. And so what I want to remind people is too, for some people, it's serious. It's a serious situation that they can't eat this. And so, you know, some people do have a sensitivity to it and they might react and some of the outcomes aren't serious enough for them to make a change. Maybe it's just weight gain. Maybe it's just a sore tummy or, you know, having a hard time digesting. But, you know, with other people, it's a little bit more serious and it will affect the way they possibly, you know, make their money out there. Yeah. You know, falling asleep on the job is probably not the best.
Fun.
Yeah. In a meeting with, you know. With the bosses and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have about one more minute to go. So, there is a plate of yummy treats sitting in front of us. Which one do you want, Savannah? Grab it, girl. I'm going to try the,
this like, is the
corn muffin.
And this is the coconut
almond.
Coconut
cookie.
Almond.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised.
That is always
the savory
the expression we get. People are completely surprised.
I am so surprised.
This is so good.
What is that one?
You want to try a piece of it?
Sure.
You got to try it. This cookie actually can make you mad because you'll eat it.
What?
And then you'll take, and then you're absolutely compelled to take another bite. And then you get to the end of your cookie and you're like mad because you're like, who ate my cookie? It can't have already been gone.
Yeah, Savannah ate the rest of my cookie. Okay. Anyway, we'll be back. Please, if you have questions for our guest, 605-4567, come on back.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we catch up with Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty, the American business people who recently gave us an account of their harrowing escape from Libya. They'll update us on what's really going on in Libya and the Middle East and how our government is trying to keep them from speaking out. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture-to-plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Show. And if you just tuned in, I have guest in studio here, Jennifer Miller, owner of Measures of Joy. And we're so excited for Jennifer and her husband. They're headed to the Emmys for their pre-party room.
Yes, gift suite.
Gift suite. So what, how would this opportunity help your business?
This opportunity actually would help our business, mainly in, an impossible, investing opportunity
mm-hmm.
to expand and increase and just blow up, you know, in here, up here in Reading
mm-hmm.
and get Reading on the map in another
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also help us with marketing to get us to that same goal. Because what we're doing is we're invited to bring, you know, our own photographer and videographer to basically take pictures or video of whatever the stars do or say with our product. So we could take pictures with them and or they could sign the bags and, you know, we can take them back with us and give them as gifts or, you know, put them up for auction to help cover the costs of getting down there. But then, you know, as a business who, you know, now has a picture of their product with one of the, you know, one of the stars, you can use that you can use that in any marketing capacity you want to.
Yeah, I think that's what I read or saw on mm-hmm. one of your interviews is you get to use anything and everything that gets
yeah.
produced. So that is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Again, what an opportunity. And so what we were saying before is, you know, it's interesting that some people like think that this gluten-free lifestyle is a fad,
mm-hmm.
you know? For losing weight or it's a new diet or whatever,
right.
but for your family and for a lot of other people, it's a serious change that had to be made for health and your life. So now you, Missy, what happened with your journey?
Cause what
you were
happened next.
Yeah. Wait, there's more.
There is. So a year goes by and I'm, you know, finally used to, you know, making meals without gluten in them and, mm-hmm. And I was just complaining about how tired I was again. I was so tired of being tired, actually. You
sure.
know? And my kids were 4 years old, 2 years old, and 5 months old. So for all those mothers out there, they're going, oh my gosh, this woman had no sleep, no rest, no energy. Right. So I was complaining about how tired I was, and my husband says, well, why don't you go off wheat? And I'm like, why don't you go off wheat? I know. I was that tired. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what, sweetheart? I will prove to you once and for all that I am not allergic to wheat. I will go on this test of yours, and mm-hmm. we will see who's allergic to wheat and who's not. Mm-hmm. And so, I did it. I did what I said I was going to do, and I went off wheat. And, you know, a week goes by, and I'm like, I can't handle this anymore. And grandma was in town, and we went out to a Mexican restaurant, and I'm like, I'm having a burrito. And I'm going to break.
So, like, with a flour tortilla?
Yeah, the flour tortilla. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to eat wheat. And surely I can find out after a week of not eating it if I'm allergic to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we walked into the restaurant, and we order our food, and I get the burrito. 30 minutes go by, and I couldn't lift my arms. And you know how you feel when you've been in the sun all day long and you get all that extra melatonin and you're absolutely zapped? That's how my body, totally sluggish, just like exhausted, exhausted and then sleepy, tired. Mm-hmm. And then when you pull an all-nighter and your eyes get really scratchy and red and thin, my eyes felt like that. And I'm like, what in the world am I putting this in my body for? You know, with my kids as young as they are and with how much sleep I actually do get. Mm-hmm. And why am I doing this to my body? Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what, honey, you gotta carry me to the car because I can't walk. Oh. And that was it. I said, no more. I'm not eating wheat again.
And how did the kids, how was the transition with the kids? Did they even notice or was it a big deal?
It was a big deal. Like I gained so much energy within the next couple months. I lost 40 pounds. I did.
Woohoo!
You know, and
awesome.
Because you're basically going on a low carb diet because the average gluten-free person, because there are a lot of no's, yeah. you know, just, you know, practically thinking here, you know, they don't eat as much because there's not as much available, especially 10 years ago, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So my journey, it was like, okay, well, I'm going to go buy that gluten-free cookbook and I'm going to try to make a chocolate chip cookie. And for a while it was great because I could still have a chocolate chip cookie, but it didn't taste like a chocolate chip cookie. It didn't look like a chocolate chip cookie and it didn't feel like a chocolate chip cookie in my mouth. It was gritty. It dried out my mouth. I was like, this is not baking. And I loved baking, which is one of the main reasons why I didn't go off gluten when Nathan did.
You're like, well, what am I going to do?
How can I give up brownies?
Yeah.
How could I give up birthday cake?
You know? That's what I want to talk about. How did you get that baking background? You just already happened to love it. You were doing it. Mm-hmm. And okay. And so you kind of had, you were bit by the bug with that.
I loved baking.
Okay. So go ahead with that. So you loved baking. So it was easy for you to just kind of get creative and get those recipes out and say, I'm going to try this.
Yeah, definitely.
And then what made the change? Because we have about 2 minutes left. What made the change for you to kind of tweak the recipes or make it Jennifer Miller's?
Yeah. Make it Measures of Joy quality. Yeah. Well, I wasn't satisfied. And because I felt like this is my personal journey with baking, you know, my relationship with baking was, you know, it was very important to me. It was one of the things that I loved the most. And so I was like, I've got to figure this out. So just as I never dreamed of opening a bakery. I never dreamed of sharing it with the world. It wasn't this big, huge, elaborate plan of mine 10 years ago. It was just Jennifer Miller needs to figure this chocolate chip cookie out. And so I kind of threw out all
the science of chocolate chip cookies.
I know. We're going to nail this. And so it was a personal challenge just mm-hmm. to overcome an obstacle. You mm-hmm. know, some people when they have obstacles, they just kind of go under it and they just kind of let it weigh them down and, mm-hmm. and they can grumble and they can complain and they can be angry at the world about it. But some people turn it around and I really wanted to redeem this change in my life.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we have to go to commercial here, but, on our way back, I do want to talk about that journey a little bit more mm-hmm. and sort of, obviously I want to go out here in front of the commercial and talk about tonight again mm-hmm. at Gorilla Bites at 7:00. There is a fundraiser to get and help them get down to the Emmys. So this would be travel expenses,
mm-hmm.
Product. So they have samples for the CEOs and stars. And please give us a call if you have questions for Jennifer, 605-4567. again, 605-4567, and come on back. We've got more to talk about. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, I'm Henry Jack Minnie of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumbs Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Joe, you're coming into your 20th year anniversary. What makes your gym so unique and special?
Results, customer service, safe, time efficient, fun workouts. We are a friendly gym, super clean. We're the gym where everyone knows your name, and we never stop coming up with cool stuff.
That's why you're my gym of choice. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's. See you there.
Yes, we're feeling on top of the world today. We have been liberated from wheat and gluten. And this is Dr. Maria Salas. This is the Positively Healthy Show. If you are just tuning in studio guest is Jennifer Miller, owner of Measures of Joy. And we were just talking about her journey, and I'm just sitting here listening to you. We've got the in-between show going on during the commercials. What I'm sensing from Jennifer is this total inner confidence, this, you know, woman, I've got this, I got the science down, and you know, you have challenges with customers that come in with asking certain things. Savannah's just like shaking her head about how good this is. She just put in the,
molasses crackle.
Wait, she threw that thing in her mouth.
It's so good.
So that one will be good for around the holidays. Huh?
Yes.
Christmas time.
We have and I don't feel guilty eating it.
We have a molasses crust as well, so it really puts a nice spin on your pumpkin pie.
So you got this inner confidence. I'm looking at you. You're doing this interview like, boom. Okay, it's coming off, you know, like the back of your hand. Yeah. But you've been doing this for a long time.
I have. It took 8 years to get the technique down. And then once I got the technique, I just figured out regular great recipes, how to turn them into gluten-free. I kind of just threw out the whole gluten-free cookbooks realm of things because that was producing gritty things because it all depends on the flours that you use. And there's, you know, probably 10 to 15 different flours that you can choose from.
Can you tell us some?
Tapioca. You can use almond. You can use
coconut.
Now coconut is more prevalent now than it was 10 years ago. You could use any kind of rice flour, brown or white rice flour. You can use the nut flours like cashew flour. You could use
Which some people might be sensitive to some of those.
So you
have to be really careful. Like you were telling us you had a customer come in and it was a really awesome challenge for you. You needed dairy-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free.
Yeah.
Ooh, how did that come around?
That was, she goes, can you do it? And I'm like, I'm up for the challenge. Are you up for the challenge? And she goes, yes. And I looked at my already gluten-free tweaked recipe. So it's already been tweaked once. And now I have to tweak it in two different ways. Mm-hmm. So when you put honey in a recipe, you have to do three different things. And so I did those three different things. And then when you do dairy-free, you have to do two different things. So I did those two different things. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And then I tested it with a cupcake and I tasted it. And it was good enough. But it wasn't measures of joy quality.
Well, I mean, the customer was happy, or your friend, or whoever you made.
Yeah, people taste it, they're like, yeah. Wow. And I'm like, I'm not saying wow. And I want to say wow.
The cook is always the, or the chef, or the baker is always the hardest on themselves.
Yeah, but. So I was sitting there, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I know? What have I, you know, researched and planned for and trained for, you know, personally trained? It wasn't like, I don't have any, you know, official training in baking or anything or chemistry. And I was like, I need to do three things to this recipe.
But that's important because I don't know a lot about cooking, but what I do know is that it is a science.
It is. There's,
and
when you go,
recipes are,
it's a lab. It becomes a lab. So I'm like, oh, this is kind of risky because, you know, most cooks will do one thing at a time and then see how it goes. I didn't have time to try one thing at a time. I was like, I think I need to do three things to this recipe to make it excellent. And it came down to just going, I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust what I already know. I'm going to trust what my gifting is, and I'm just going to do it. And if I have to start over, that's okay. But I feel like empowered to just do these three things, you know. So I did those three things, and it was the wow that I was looking for.
So when it's not so wow, are all the kids happy because they get to taste test all these different?
We've been baking for like 2 days straight, and I'm like, everything on the hutch you can have, and they're like, yes.
But that's the thing too. One important thing you shared with me, I guess, with the non-made products, your box products or
our dry mixes.
Yeah, your dry mixes, they don't have sugar in them.
No, they don't.
I like that.
Yeah, there's nothing out there like that. Maybe there will be now that we're telling everyone.
Oh, it's going out there into the universe.
It's been there. It's there. But we really wanted to help people with diabetes. We wanted to help people that, you know, were more like had to go off gluten because of autism or autoimmune diseases. There were just so many things out there that were affecting, you know, gluten just wasn't the only thing.
No, it's not.
And the customer has an opportunity to basically choose. Of course, there's a suggested amount of sugar for the recipe, you know, but the customer has the option to choose what version of sugar they want to use, whether it's honey or xylitol or agave or, and how much they want to use of it.
Oh, good. So you'll give like a suggested for each of those.
Sort of. And most people who are already doing alternative baking with alternative sugars know how to adapt their recipes.
Yeah. So not me. I would totally need your help with that because I'm not a cook. But.
Yeah. We're working on the alternative recipe part of our website right now so that people get educated and it's not so hard.
Why don't you tell everyone what your website is?
Our website is measuresofjoybakery.com.
Yeah, measuresofjoybakery.com. And when I was sifting through that in the last few days, I noticed there is the Emmys tab. Mm-hmm. And you can go to that to buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you can't make it tonight, fine, but you can do your part, buy a ticket.
Well, you can totally donate any amount of money you want towards our event.
Yeah, if you're feeling, you know, called and just your heart is just, you know, feeling like you want to help this small business here, local Reading business, get down to the Emmys and, you know, live one of their dreams. I know this is just
you can
a
live
stepping
it through
stone.
Us. That's fine with us.
Yeah. This is just a stepping stone for you guys that are on to, you know, bigger and better things and to just this really explode your business. I'm super excited for you. Go to that tab, click on it, and buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Aren't there some prizes or something?
Well, we have our fundraiser, which is tonight from 7 to 9 at Gorilla Bites. We approached the owners of Gorilla Bites and said, hey, will you host a fundraiser for this? And they're like, yes, let's do this. And
they're so supportive.
They are, and they're so excited. And so it's from 7 to 9, and it's $20 a person, and we are giving tons of raffle prizes away. So everyone will get a raffle ticket, and then you can buy more to continue to support us more. And
there's live music. I saw
live music.
Who's going to be there? Do you know?
Josh Abio and Lisa Elise. They're friends of ours that they're just amazing musicians.
Oh, that's nice. So are you going to have samples there? Is that why you guys have been baking for a few days?
Yeah. Our dessert, we have 13 dry mixes and we're about to launch 12 more.
Wow.
I know.
you've got a lot of creative time.
Yes. So I love the lab. I love the science behind it. And
hey, and the kids are back to school. You've got time.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
All right.
So, so we have 14 different desserts. It's going to be a full dessert bar, basically bite sized, just like those, dessert bar for those who come to the fundraiser.
Okay.
So, and then we're going to tell our story. We're just going to just share where we've been and where we're going.
So I saw that we've got a few seconds left. I saw there's a red carpet. Are we supposed to dress up a little?
Yes, please.
All right. That'll be fun and take pictures with you. Yeah. And that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Okay. Please come on back. We've got plenty more to talk about. 605-4567 is our hotline for any questions. And I've got, Derby tickets to give away. So, give us a call. Come on back. KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we catch up with Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty, the American business people who recently gave us an account of their harrowing escape from Libya. They'll update us on what's really going on in Libya and the Middle East and how our government is trying to keep them from speaking out. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Yay, Savannah. Woo!
Computers are driving me crazy.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Saturday and it's a beautiful day and we're in studio today. It's a live show. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and we've got Jennifer Miller, owner of Measures of Joy with us. And we want to continue on asking her questions about, I am such a big supporter of small businesses, especially locally here. And how did that happen? How did you guys get, you know, how did you start out opening the business?
Yeah. Well, actually what happened was we had moved up here from Pasadena, LA area.
Yeah.
6 years ago, almost there. And, my husband had a job here in the architectural realm and a year goes by and he gets laid off because that was right when all of the economy was like, halting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone stopped building and everyone stopped, you know, spending money. Everything kind of froze.
Yes.
And so we were like, what do we do? And, we were at church and we heard a sermon about Nehemiah and building the wall. And the story is amazing because he was sanctioned by the king to go back to Israel and build the wall, around Jerusalem. And it was a big project. And these walls aren't just cute little gates. I mean, they're like double walls. They're thick and wide and everything. And his strategy was to tell everyone to just build what's in their backyard. And we were like, you know, so we go home and we're contemplating that. And we're like, what is in our hands to do? What is in our backyard? What can we build to produce, to increase the city, to build up the city, to provide for our family, to provide for our future? What do we have in our skills and in our heart and in our passion? What can we pursue, you know, and cast a vision for to move forward? And Nathan's like, my husband's like, duh, open a gluten-free bakery. And I'm like, it's been a very personal, you know, journey. It's not just been a financial journey. It's not just been a huge learning curve, but it's been a very personal journey of believing in myself, of finding out what I'm really made out of, you know, finding out what I can accomplish, mm-hmm. finding out who, like, what support really feels like when people are like, oh my gosh, that brownie is the best brownie I've ever had in my life. Forget that it's gluten free. You know, where can I get more? You know, it's like what?
Yeah, that's got to make you feel good.
It right? does. Mm-hmm. It surprised me for a while because, you know, I didn't have a lot of confidence, you know, mm-hmm. 6 years ago when we were, you know, or four years ago mm-hmm. when we were talking about this. And so when I finally drummed up enough courage to take my product around the city, I picked five places around town that, and I went out there with the goal to go, okay, you guys are already in business. What is your pulse on the market for gluten-free? What are people saying? What are people wanting?
So you just went out and interviewed random people?
Oh,
good idea.
I did. Okay. And it was, you know.
What's the demand?
Yeah. Like what, you know, I want you to tell me because you're in the business and I'm thinking about becoming a small business here mm-hmm. in this city. So you're my mom and pop here. Mm-hmm. Tell me what to do, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is 3 years ago and we need it. And so then they taste our product mm-hmm. and their response was overwhelmingly surprising. They were so blown away by our product that they were like, yes, tell me when you get started.
And that was really innately smart of you to kind of on the business sense of it to not try to reinvent a wheel and mm-hmm. go out and ask people, the successful people around you.
Yeah.
How to do it.
Yeah. Market research is really important. What is your niche? What are the needs of the city? You know? Mm-hmm. And so fast forward, I'm like, well, where am I going to get the money? I don't know where I'm going to get the money. I figured I needed about $4,000 to start this business. Shoestring diet, budget here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I could get the money. And then I realized, you know what? I'm in the way. You know, that excuse can keep a lot of people away. And it is a good question to ask.
What was the self-talk that made you decide, oh gosh, I'm in my own way right now?
Well,
was it like?
It's kind of a funny story because I was praying about it and mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? Okay, fine. I will open a bakery. Cause I just felt like it wasn't pressure, like bad pressure. It mm-hmm. was just this overwhelming sense that this is what I need to do next. This is what I need to conquer. This is my next mountain to climb.
You love those challenges, girl.
I do. Let's go to the next project. And so I was like, okay, fine. I'll do it. But then I was like, oh, I don't have $4,000. I don't know where I could get $4,000.
What made you think 4,000? Was it just something where you...
Just cause I had budgeted, I had figured out the budget of all the permits the fees to become, you know, cause we had started in a commercial building uh-huh. and we rented for a year and then the cottage food law came in and we were able to take the bakery home and mm-hmm. do everything from home and save on rent and get to know my sons again. I'm not joking. Anyways. Yeah. So.
I know.
It was like business is you're like, what's your name? Which one are you? It was a great move for our family and for our business. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so my self-talk was, you know, where am I going to get this money? And I think God, you know, he has a huge sense of humor. He, you know, 2 weeks later, my husband's talking to him and he had got another job and then he lost it again. It was in the same architectural business, you know, realm. And 9 months later, they ran out of money as a business and couldn't afford to keep paying him. And so he's like, I'm out of a job again. And we had to move. We had to find a new place to rent. And so he's telling his dad, we're going to find a new place to rent. He goes, well, are you going to stay in the area? He's like, yeah, we've been here for 3 years. This is our home. And he goes, well, why don't I buy you a house? And I'm like, what?
Wow.
So my father-in-law, he buys us a house. And I really felt like me and God had this conversation. He's like, so you think you don't have the money now, huh? And it was the concept of look what I've done. Look how I've provided for you. Look how big I want to give to you. Mm-hmm. And so I really felt like I was like, huh, you know, I can't have that excuse anymore. I'm not allowed to say those words. Uh-huh. Where is the money going to come from? And so I was like, okay. I will step out of the way. Mm-hmm. I will let go of that excuse and I will move forward even though it was scary and it took a lot of courage. And so we were at a conference and I was telling my story and just by telling my story, I got $2,000 in 5 minutes time.
That is crazy.
I know. And then within a week I had the other $2,000 and it just goes to show you that when you get out of your way, sometimes you are in the most way of your success or your expansion. And when you get out of your way and you really are, you know, take ownership of the excuses that you have that are keeping you from moving forward, it, you know, things can happen. Momentum happens. Favor comes.
Congratulations for getting out of your way. That's awesome. Well, you know, I asked, we're going to go to a commercial here probably pretty soon, but when we come back, I actually asked Nancy to come on in. Conscious Living Show is next coming up, but I wanted to talk about the power of prayer and meditation and contemplation. And I know it was a huge thing for you and your husband, and you know, in Mike Mangus's interview, he just touched on it just a little bit at the very end. And I really wanted to take the last bit of the show and just talk about that a little bit from different aspects. And Nancy's here with us, and she's going to hopefully chime in and share how that's helped her. And I'll chime in, and Savannah and Jennifer, we can all chime in. So, and if you have questions, please give us a call at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, I'm Henry Jackmany of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumb's Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We have Jennifer Miller, owner of Measures of Joy, in studio with us. Nancy Sutton Pierce is joining us as well. And thank you, Savannah. Any way you want it?
Any way you want it.
Okay, cool. All right. So we left the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about the power of prayer. And, Jennifer, you had mentioned something about, an organization that helped you, like as a business, come and pray for you. How did that go?
Yeah, we originally came up to Reading to attend Bethel Church. We were drawn to Reading to come to Bethel, and we've been attending, you know, ever since we got here. And they had this ministry called Heaven in Business, and they come and pray for local businesses, you know, for people who, you know, want, you know, that you can request that they come and pray for your business, and just, you got, you know, so they came and they prayed for us, and we told them our whole story. We gave them, you know, samples of our product and everything. And, they, you know, they were there for like 30 minutes. It was an awesome time. And, you know, we got some prophetic words from these people, and they were like, I feel like I'm sitting with famous people.
Oh.
And we were like, what? You know,
when was that compared to
8 months ago?
Oh, okay. So 8 months ago.
Like,
yeah. And now you're headed to the Emmys.
I know. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like, I see you with stars. I see you with famous people.
Yeah.
I see the red carpet. I like,
oh, it's happening tonight at Gorilla Bites.
Oh yeah. I feel like, and they're like, we just see that like, you're going to be around famous people and they're going to be able to trust you because you're quality people, and it's not going to ruin you. It's not going to phase you, and you can run with that crap.
Yeah, I don't see that with you. You have a strong core. And, you know, if you're just chiming in here, Nancy actually just kind of jaw dropped too. So I don't know if she had heard, but Measures of Joy got invited to the Emmys. They're a gluten-free bakery, and they got invited to the
gift suite.
Pre-show gift suite. So the stars, the CEOs, all their people get to come in and enjoy their baked goods.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons why we were talking about fear on the break, and you had mentioned, ooh, this is a little bit scary, but I'm going to jump in anyway.
Yeah.
And Nancy, what we were saying, sometimes we think people use fear, or they mistake fear for something else. What are your thoughts?
I think people mistake fear as a warning. You know, most of the time fear is a warning. It's, you know.
It can be.
Can be. And so we go into that flight or fight. We get the goosebumps. The hair stands up on the back of your neck. Your heart races.
Sympathetic nervous system just turns on.
Exactly. Yeah, and so it's all the same signals for different reasons. And so, like you said, it can be excitement. It can be just an adventure,
a challenge,
uncertainty, but it doesn't have to mean stop.
Yes. And isn't it, that's sort of weird, because innately the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, turns on, and we either want to fight or flight. So sometimes we have to kind of step back, control that, and kind of go, okay, what is the situation here? Can I grow from this, or do I really need to run?
Cause and it's a great time to hit that pause button and reevaluate and make sure that you have set your intention clearly, and that you are on the path that you have designed for yourself, that you aren't getting off on a beaten path that somebody else is designing for you.
Well, it's important to ask yourself, what is it am I afraid of? Is this realistic, or is this just, you know, not realistic? You know, it's like one of the things, when we first got invited, I kind of felt scared. I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to
do? Can I do this?
Yeah. This is like, and it wasn't even being with famous people. It was just like everything it would take to get us down there, you know? And I was like, you know what? One of the things that I've learned about when it comes to just taking on challenges and pushing forward and moving, you know, keeping momentum, is that saying no because you're afraid isn't always the right reason to say no.
And it really stops the brain too from moving forward. So just that word just stops, or I can't, or I don't know. You kind of stops the brain. So if throughout this whole interview, you've been using the I cans and I am I will. And I'm so excited for you. And I think we only have a few minutes left, but, hey, power of prayer, power of meditation in your studio, Nancy, really important, right?
Really important. Mm-hmm. Every day that I teach, we set an intention.
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
And, you know, I think my show coming up, we're going to be talking about setting your life's intention and doing that periodically to make sure that you are on the path that your mind's eye has designed, and that you aren't just freewheeling and wondering why are these things happening to me, and you're not taking responsibility. So we're going to talk about what true conscious living concepts in the next show. So I'll expand on that in the next hour.
Thank you so much. So last 2 minutes here, measuresofjoybakery.com. Please go there to buy your tickets for tonight. Are they selling tickets at Gorilla Bites?
Yeah, you can buy the tickets at the door. You can buy them online.
Okay.
You can also, if you can't make it tonight, you can totally keep supporting us, on our website as well.
When are the Emmys? That's like in
the
January?
Emmys is actually a month from now.
Oh.
It's in September.
Oh, okay. We got to push this girl.
Yeah. They invited us in July, and we're like scrambling to figure this all out. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So go to the website, donate, get them down there, have them come back and just explode their business, put Reading on the map, and it's going to be a win-win for everybody. So thank you for coming on the show, Nancy and Jennifer Miller. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so excited for you. Can't wait to listen to your show. We've got 1 minute left. Any last minute words you want to say, Jennifer, about the business and tonight and how excited you are?
I am very excited. We're, you know, again, we've got 14 desserts. Some of them are going to be vegan. You know, our products are actually at Holiday Market and Turtle Bay Museum, and you can actually get our brownies at the Turtle Bay Cafe, and coming soon at the River Rock Cafe, which is in the Civic Center.
Nice.
And, yeah, we're really excited. We're at the Farmer's Market every Saturday. My husband's there just trucking on.
Okay. Hopefully he can hear the show later.
I know.
I don't know if you guys have a radio going, but
yeah.
Again, thanks so much for coming on, and go to measuresofjoybakery.com. And listen
like
to
us on Facebook.
All right, like them on Facebook. Positively Healthy Show next week. See you then.
No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. More than 300 people died from symptoms consistent with chemical warfare in Syria. That's the claim from Doctors Without Borders about an attack near Damascus Wednesday.
The images of victims from this latest incident, including many children, are heartbreaking and sickening.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for the Syrian government to let an inspection team into the area. President Obama has met at the White House with his top security advisors as the U.S. military is preparing for a possible intervention.
The Navy, in fact, has sent a fourth warship armed with ballistic missiles into the eastern Mediterranean Sea, according to defense officials. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the Pentagon has a responsibility to prepare for whatever the president decides to do.
Fox's Molly Henneberg in Washington. 50 years ago, next week, it was the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, better known as the day the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his